Hold on, let me turn on my earpods.
Oh, fine.
There you go.
Hi.
I've got like 2 minutes. I'm waiting
You're
for
fine.
Somebody to jump on a training.
Oh, got it. Well, whenever they do, just go. It's totally fine. Hang up on me. I just wanted to do a quick gratitude session with you on Friday morning, since I feel like you never get invited to one. Well, I have to sit and listen to about everybody's weekly wins that are just complete asinine. But, you know, I also didn't share my biggest weekly win, and I'd like to share it with you.
You do it, girl.
Because I feel really bad that I didn't share it, because, you know me, I want to help everybody, but they're not going to listen, so screw them.
Right.
That ad that I got, you know,
yeah.
out to everybody, do you know that it, Forever West, used to be the old JC Jewelers. Not only going to be RJO soon, because I'm totally getting them in. I don't even give a shit. It's so up their alley, and they're in freaking Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Guess what he just did this week after I sent him the thing, told his wife, hey, take these photos, take some of the succulents. She used to nanny, get this, nannied for the fourth wife of, I don't even know what it is. Hold on. Alexa, what was Walt Disney's real name? Okay. Well, I thought he had a different name. However, that dude died and she was still wife. And so he calls me up yesterday afternoon. He goes, you wanted me to top big stones? All right, get me. I need D-colored. I need VS or SI1. I need 5 carats a piece, 10 carat total weight. So as I'm qualifying
nice.
Him throughout the afternoon, I'm like, so where did this come from? Well, you know, Hannah used to nanny for this couple. And so then I go to Mike. We had a DVS1 in the system. It wasn't priced. And we had a DSI1 in the system that was priced. I had given him that price, you know, and he had kind of filled me in a little bit more with what the other jeweler and blah, blah, blah. So I call him back because Mike is like, make sure that they can. I go, dude, they sold like a – they're in the wealthiest, you know, zip code of all of America, dude. Like, I know they can afford it. So I call him back, and I'm trying to lightly stage, like, he says to me, will you guys not send me the two options because it's so much money? I go, oh, no. We're just looking out for another one. And just making sure you qualified, right? I know you don't normally need to do this, but you do realize that that second stone is going to come in a lot more money. I don't think we have anything to worry about. I go, are you sure? Because, you know, he's asked
yeah.
me for DVS, and everybody that asks me for DVS is usually a lab person. So I didn't want to waste anybody's fucking time, especially getting Mike involved, especially being so excited about big stones. And he goes, no, you don't understand. This is the widow
part of the wall.
Man.
The wall.
Yeah. I go, are you fucking kidding me? How much pull does she have? I've got Golden Gate Jewelers ready to do a whole Disney program, and they just are trying to get their foot in the door. Who do you know over there? He goes, they're like family to my wife. I go, what the fuck have you been hiding from me all this time? So that's my weekly win. That freaking ad, I can't say anything else than I mean.
So it brought attention for larger stones.
Not only that, but it has me having better conversations, being more genuine and happy and helping people. And, like, I feel really good about it. Like, I feel really, really good calling up and saying, thank you for being a part of my creativity and thank you. However, during the morning meeting, as Ann was speaking and I was going through everything, I was shuffling my cards. And so when I was done, I asked Alexa my 5-card spread on that, and it was like all about creativity, new adventures, all this stuff. And then it was, but top down, going to give trouble, you're going to have a hard time, you're going to have to push through. I'm like, fuck, that's my day today already.
Yeah.
It's a struggle bus for our job right now. Everybody's tired. Everybody doesn't want to come to the phone. Everybody's over it already. But the other cool thing with this of this Elf on the Shelf, I got really diving deep and stuff, and it actually is from a point of view of social media and creating experience online. So many stores always push out their agenda of here's your sale, here's what we have, this is what we are, blah, 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 blah. But never do they bring people into their store. Not never, but they don't anymore like they did in the beginning of COVID when they used to do those live events in the store because we had to. So I thought, let's do something that every single year, what can I think of to do so that people start thinking Christmas right after Black Friday like they used to, right, to game plan. And you know, I fall victim to the procrastination every freaking day of my life. So I came up with this that whole, like, elf on the shelf theory so that one of my dealers was like, next year, this is what I'm going to need from you. I'm like, really? And then one of my jewelers said, and at Easter, around Easter, you should do a duplication of here's one diamond, here's two diamonds, here's four diamonds, here's eight diamonds, and just take different snapshots for a TikTok or any reels. And so I love that they're interacting even when it is so fucking busy. They're taking the time with people that I never talked to for a long time. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It feels
that's
good
awesome.
Again.
Love it.
So that's mine. What's yours?
Good job. Okay, so.
I know that's way more than 2 minutes. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. Okay, give me 2 seconds.
You could take your time. Oh, my other one.
I
got to
take a picture. Yeah.
Trey was so sick last night. He came over, and his girlfriend, who her mom just had surgery on her cancer and stuff last Friday, so she's had a little bit more free time to vacate her house because her mom keeps her pretty much hostage there to help her when she's not. So Trey's been going over there. So I also got to hang out with him and her last night for a long time and really dive deep into future talks. Like, he told me they've been talking about a fucking name for a baby girl. I'm not happy about the name, mind you, but for baby girl? Are you fucking kidding me? So when she got here, I'm like, what are we
are we pregnant?
I was waiting for it, but I didn't want to blow his spot up either. So instead, yeah. I invited her with my mom on the phone so that he couldn't say no because he's out of town this weekend to come with us to Canandaigua over the weekend just to go to shops and shops so that my mom and I can interrogate the fuck out of her. I just got to know.
Right.
I mean, if it happens, I just don't want that for them right now. If it
I
happens,
know, I know.
You know,
it's,
but they have so much, like, and she sat here so excited last night with, and I was excited for him because he can't have tough conversations like me. And here are two friends of his, one good credit and not a good job, the other one bad credit but has a really good job and has been, you know, Janelle's actually son and his cousin his entire life. The other one, really good friends since high school. And they both, all three of them want to look at a place, but they both want Trey because Trey's good credit and good job. So he's on the phone, on speakerphone, with Aiden letting us all listen, and then Marco letting us all listen and stuff. And I said, so what do you think after that, buddy? He goes, I think I don't want to move in with either one. One's going too fast. The other one's like, he's creating drama already. I'm out. He goes, that doesn't feel good. I go, you know what? If nothing else, my bad experiences have helped the situation. He goes, honestly, I'm over here because Maddie and I didn't want to hang out in my little room, and they're making me feel bad about being sick over there. And you didn't even make me feel bad. I go, oh, yeah? I go, well, how about we turn this space into this little back room area into we can have your own separate entrance? And Matt's like, I looked at him later on after the kids were gone. I go, Matt, that might be my saving grace and the only way I stay in town longer. He goes, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
It might be just having, you know, this is the only reason I have this house is for them. And if I don't have them, then why do I need this house, you know? Why do I need any of this world? That's how I'm looking at it anyways. But all right, you took a picture? What's yours?
I sent you a text.
Oh, is that your win? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be funny? Ooh, what? What's that? What is that?
Do you see the name?
Uh-huh.
I put jewelry after it.
Uh-huh. Are you doing
we
this
got our,
for real?
We got an LLC.
You're fucking kidding me. This is the most exciting thing. Can I be your rep? Pretty please.
Well, you already are my rep.
Oh, this isn't like a whole new something or other? Like, I thought that you were going to have two separate. Oh, my God, really?
No.
Oh, can I send you your open account terms and policies gladly? No. Even though you can get whatever you want. But still. Oh, yeah, this is so fucking exciting. Now Trey can come to you instead of Kiyonumi because that bitch sold him something for me, and I'm pissed. For Christmas, he goes, on Monday, don't open it up. It's from Kiyonumi, and it's your Christmas gift. And it's wrapped already,
that's
so I'm going to know, she said. I go, no, I don't want you buying anything. I called her out on it, but I am so fucking excited. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, I'm so excited on a whole different level, actually. I'm excited because I can run all of my invoices through you from now on because you're Michigan. And that's what we do with that's what we could have been doing. Well, no, we couldn't have. You just got an LLC. I'm sorry, I'm rabbit-holing. But, you know, this is what Bob does with HL and Jennifer. Because that's how people can get out of the, if it's somebody out of state, of New York State, one of the rules is selling, or if it's coming from out of state, and that's the delivery, even if that's not our real delivery, and we pick it up in the office, like a cert, one of my friends might need something, my parents might need something, and I could just start paying you, because usually I just pay Bob half of it, because he has to pay for his LLC, and Lexian is his account. You can go to Lexian system.
Yeah,
but
so well.
Is it going to be like that?
No, well, we are looking to next year. We have to like look into places, but we are thinking of opening up our own store here.
Are you fucking kidding me? I am so fucking proud of you. Are you fucking kidding me? This is your fucking dream. It's happening. This is amazing. It's time for me to cry, but I am crying for a good reason. I am sorry. I just had to look at the clock, and I was like, why am I crying right now? Is this real or not real? But it is real. Oh, God. I've got chills. I've got goosebumps right now. I literally have fucking goosebumps. Oh, my God. I can't even wait for you. And are you going to still do Rare and Forever on the side? Like, are you?
Yeah.
Have you told Mike?
No. So we had to get all our ducks in a line first.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to look at a couple places to rent. We're going to go small. I mean, I'm not going to go a big store. It's going to be like...
Right. You want to buy a
like
an only location.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. So me, Chris, and the kids. And I mean,
create a small school room so they can learn the industry if they like it. No?
Oh, school room, did you say?
Well, like in the back of the room, put a little desk. So if they wanted to come do work.
Oh,
and
well,
then
they're gonna
learn
they
the
will,
industry.
I will have them learn it.
Yes.
I'm gonna have. We'll have Riley do the social media.
Yes.
And, the TikToks and all that stuff for me, and then Dominic is a very good personal salesperson.
And
so
he's
going to
be a great actor for her. You can totally do, like, shoulder-to-shoulder, brother-sisterly love concepts. Oh, my God, I want to start developing. Can you help me with this? Oh, my God, I'm so – this is a niche. This is a rabbit hole. I love diving down. It's your rabbit hole. Oh, I'm going to be up your ass. I know it. Oh,
so
I can't wait.
We would probably – what I'll end up doing is talking to Mike about still staying on for shows – buying events and still overseeing Rare and Forever and what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That way that can continue and grow and whatever needs to be. Cause I do a lot of behind the scenes stuff for it. But we'll drop my salary down to for that like portion of what I'm doing. So,
and that's
so they'll
what
still
you've
get
been
me for,
saying. You've been saying I need to create something a little extra. If I have to go a little extra, I will. Don't force me. Oh, I fucking love this. I love this.
So.
This is like such a love. Oh, I want to add.
So I don't know time. I don't know timeline, but this is. I wanted you to know first because obviously.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So no one, please don't share with anybody.
Oh, would
it's
never.
Like no one
would
else
never.
Knows.
This is a fun secret to have. Maybe my mom or Matt. Maybe. Could I
share
it with the kids?
Nobody
else?
Within the industry. The industry.
No, that would ruin everything. I want this to be an epic drop of the mic major situation.
Well, yeah, and it's. I'm not trying to compete with Sue, you know, Sanborn, but I don't want to be.
Oh, is that what you're thinking? I'm not thinking that at all. I'm thinking.
No. I'm saying I don't want to compete with her, but I don't want to be as big as her. But we'll be able to to help the community in another avenue of what I'm good at.
Yes.
So,
but also like what you're good at in the community is going to drive so much fucking business to you. The little thing that I wanted to do here that is already a thing and I didn't think it was, you're already doing that with your friends and family, your dad's practice and church community. Like, you're going to so be, this is the leap of faith that I've always wanted you to take, and I am so proud to be a part of it. Thank you for including me. And let me know.
I know it's been a long time coming, but I realize I don't need a boss. I need to be my own boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of working under people. So
we're going
for it.
Well, now you know the ins and outs of it too, right? I love that he's supporting you and just backing everything down with you. And the fact that he can be a good security person there. Like, I mean, there's so many good assets because his number one job is protecting your mental. And he does that already, but he's going to be there in his soul and in his person protecting you and the future of your family. This is going to be so fulfilling for him. Like, this is really a good thing for you guys. I'm so proud of you. I want to hug you.
And it keeps us in Michigan. So
same concept that Matt's trying to do.
And I don't. Like, I want to move, but I thought, you know what, let's try this adventure. If it's very successful, then we're good where we're at, and that's just us knowing that that's where we're meant to be. And if it says, you know, it doesn't kick off or we need more, then we wait till the kids graduate and we venture a new adventure ourselves. So, but this is, I think, the next step I need before fleeing the country.
Yeah.
Not the country, but the state, at least.
Yeah.
So
this is pretty amazing. This is pretty amazing. Do you think they're going to allow you to stay on and maybe, like,
I think they kind of need me, so I think
but
think
what is
going
to happen? Like, they're going to have to hire somebody new and take over, and that's going to be a struggle bus for everybody. You.
Well, no, like, I don't think they'd hire anybody to replace me. I think they would just let it fail. In all honesty, I do. I think they would just let it go.
I don't think Mike would let it go. He's got too much.
I don't think so. I think I have a good, and this will be something that I'll bring to him next year after the holidays. When I come into the office.
He might
want to
help you, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to want to help in other ways than just diamonds. He'll help you. He'd be a good helping aspect to give you just so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think,
because I can still give all of what I can to him for the for his business. I just need, they can't provide the full aspect for me anymore in his business. Like, they've taken what I was good at away from me.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, there's nothing else he can give me. And that was part of the reason they could hire me beforehand. But I don't want to leave. I do like what I do and overseeing and helping and training and all that aspect. But I don't feel right, like, taking the salary I have and not giving more to him. So
I understand that. And you're too moralistically speaking and integrity filled to do that, because you're not somebody that's just going to half-ass something. You're going to go full in, balls to the wall, even if it's meaning putting, you know, the struggle bus aside for right now, or your feelings aside for right now, or having to do something you didn't want to do.
Right, which was what I've been doing.
Right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. I made the stickers, actually, just for the occasion. You already know about my stickers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, girl. He's about to pop on. He just texted me, so I'm going to let you go. So I
and my guy just emailed me saying, hey, you want to give me a call when you got a moment?
Perfect.
Yes, I will. I love you, and I'm so proud of you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I am so excited.